You're listening to Thumb Broadcasting, where we have your news update every hour. If you ever miss a news update, you can head on over to thumbnet.net. Listen to every hour news update there, read along with the full written articles, and download our app and take us with you anywhere around the world on thumbnet.net. Without further ado, let us get right into this 9 o'clock news update here on Friday, May 17th. This news update is being brought to you by a Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe, Chevy, Buick, and GMC, all in one location. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing, following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital for safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. And you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net to find a link to those recommendations by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And during National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are some simple ways to show appreciation. You can email your local department, the sheriff's office, or state police branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly when you're out and about running errands, or just drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And early Friday morning, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County closed due to a potential road rage shooting. The closure spanned from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the southern I-675 interchanges. Google Maps indicated that the closure extends further south to Dixie Highway in Bridgeport Township. Details are limited, but authorities confirmed a potential shooting incident to ABC 12. Speculation circulating on social media platforms, particularly Facebook, suggested that Saginaw County Dispatch had received reports of a male individual being found bleeding and unconscious, lacking a pulse, with a bullet hole in his car door. The incident is purportedly under investigation as a possible cause of road rage shooting. Michigan State Police 3rd District have initiated an investigation into the matter, as released via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, at 7:05 a.m. on Friday. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this. Riding along in my
automobile. Get 1.9% 36-month financing on select Chevy models at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out a 2024 Chevy Trax RS with heated seats and steering wheel, lane change and blind zone alert, parking assist, and gets 32 miles per gallon, only $22,450. Lease it as low as $263 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2024 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 with a 100,000-mile warranty, 310-horsepower Turbo Max engine. engine, heated seats, trailering package, and only $48,095. Lease it as low as $371 a month. Lease prices based with $2,000 down on a 36-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million in Michigan. The state attorney general's office said Thursday that the men were part of a criminal organization. They say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage and parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, using a computer to commit a crime, and receiving and concealing stolen vehicles. Police recovered seven stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, burglary tools, thousands of dollars in cash, and nine firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. And an autopsy of a Massachusetts teen who died after participating in a spicy tortilla chip challenge says his death was caused by eating a large quantity of chili pepper extract. The results obtained by the Associated Press also note that 14-year-old Harris Woloba, who had a congenital heart defect, Harris died on September 1st of 2023 after eating the chip. The autopsy lists the cause of death as a cardiopulmonary arrest in the setting of recent ingestion of food substance with high capsaicin concentration. Capsaicin is the component that gives chili peppers their heat. PepQE pulled the product from store shelves shortly after Harris's death. And trucks carrying badly needed aid for the Gaza Strip have rolled across a newly built U.S. pier and into a besieged enclave for the first time. Friday's shipment is the first in an operation that American military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day. It comes as Israeli restrictions on border crossings and heavy fighting hinder the delivery of food and other supplies 7 months into the Israel-Hamas war. But the U.S. and aid groups warn that the floating pier project is not a substitute for land deliveries that could bring in all the food, water, and fuel needed in Gaza. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered the territory on an average day. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, just head on over to ThumbNet.net. This news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe, Chevy Buick, and GMC. All in one location, you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.